You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
Okay, we're going to jump right into it. I have a lot of questions about this topic.
Okay. Sure.
And we may be behind on like the trends or whatever, mm-hmm. but there's this concept of main character energy, right? This has been like a thing, like be the main character of your story, blah, blah, blah.
When did you first hear of this?
I feel like it's been like a year and a half.
I think it's recent.
Oh, no, more. No, it's more because this was back, I went on a date with somebody. So this has been more than 2 years.
Okay, further, explain further.
He said that I had main character energy, but okay, this is why I have a lot of questions. When I told that to Joe, when I told him about this,
he said no.
Joe was like, I don't like that. He said that about you. So
he did not agree with this person's statement about you having main character energy.
I think he did not. I think he was also like defense, because maybe it comes with some connotations or something. So this is why I have questions, because I don't know if we're equipped to answer my questions, but like we want to talk about main character energy today
versus
background character energy.
I like how you say it very excitedly.
NPC.
What's NPC?
Come on, guys. You know what an NPC is?
Non-playable
or non-player. It's in a role-playing game when the computer... It's a computer-controlled character.
Oh, like when you non-playable. Play Smash with a...
No, like in a role-playing game, like the people in town.
Oh.
It's like not they call it NPC.
The background of the background character.
Yeah, I see. Truly background character.
Okay.
It's a joke.
Okay,
but,
I got it.
But also there's memes online where some of the most famous like Twitch people act like NPCs because they have a certain walk.
Yes,
they have very limited range of motion and dialogue.
Yes.
We're not talking about NPCs, guys.
Main
or sub, right? Essentially, it's
background character or main character. Because I think so. Some of the questions that we want to talk about are: is it overrated to be this main character energy? Is it underrated to be a background character?
What do we mean by that?
So these are my questions. What do we think character energy is? And one last question is it different than a pick me?
What's a pick me?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've never heard of these.
Okay,
things.
Maybe we should scratch that from
no,
this.
No, I want to know what a pick me is.
I don't think I'm best.
Is pick me basically main character
but annoying
taken to another level?
When did you first hear it?
Okay, so it's like a girl term. Uh-huh. Like she's such a pick me. Like she's
I never heard of this.
I know.
This before.
It's like, I think, sorry guys, don't scorn me on the internet. I don't know every single definition, but I think it's more so it's like, oh, look at me, pick me, choose me. Oh. There's that Grey's Anatomy quote where there's Meredith. Yeah. There's like, pick me, choose me, love me. And it's usually used to describe, I think, people who are like, look at me, look at me.
So my wife has the don't pick me energy. Like, she's like...
So a lot of people would
please ignore me.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, they're such a pick because it's very difficult.
I mean, this is just like the same thing when I was growing up in the 90s, when you were growing up a little bit later, where it's like you're in a class and there's a pick me. So basically you have like... class clown, people who want attention, people who are always like head of the class, and then the kids that are kind of in the background, right? Is this not essentially the same thing where it's like main character, sub character, pick me, don't pick me? They're just like categorizing it differently nowadays?
I think if you really boil it down, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things, right? Let's take the classroom example.
Yeah.
The main characters in the classroom are going to be like, you know, the kids that say something, the kids that maybe get in trouble, or the kids that are smart say something.
Yes.
There's the roles that are being played.
The teacher's pet, the class clown. Okay.
And then the background characters are the people that just like observe.
Nondescript.
they aren't the paid actors.
So what I find interesting is like, okay, like this is going off on a tangent kind of, but do you think it has anything to do with success? I'll give you an example. Would you say like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg were main character energy in school or no? Because I always read
Elon,
that they were
probably.
Like, they were like Elon, nerds.
Yeah, I think
you know?
Mark
yeah.
maybe not.
Right? Like
not
these guys were. So
I,
is it like now like the kids that were in the back of the class because they're like computer whizzes now that they're like Jeff Bezos, like were these guys given main character energy before they were rich, or did you always have it? So my question is like, if your main character, is that from day one, or it's because you're more assured of yourself? You have more money, you're more successful.
Yeah, I don't think it's directly, it doesn't, like, if you have main character energy, I don't think it directly means you have a ton of success, because
it just gives off a certain vibe. Success can help give you that level of, like, you're giving the main character energy, but I don't think it always means that way.
Okay.
I think it's the vibe that you give off.
Interesting. Okay.
Because there's also, there's this added layer of connotation and like in the social media side, people are like, be the main character of your story. You're being encouraged to be the main character of your story.
Take control of your life.
Yeah. If I translate it, it's like, you know, put yourself first or like, you know, be the center, you know, like be the sun of your
universe. Take charge of your life.
Yeah. So it's
hard to define because
in
my mind, if you're saying, like, I know on social media, it's also has like a, like you said, like a different connotation, but if somebody like this guy that said that to you, which I think is really funny, like if I went on a date and I was like, you're giving main character energy, it's like, is it good or bad? Like, what is he trying to say?
What was the context of that conversation?
I do not think I was overly like, this is all about me. It was
so
the
that's
first
what
date.
He meant?
I don't know. To this day, we didn't have a
I'm
second
sure
date.
I'm sure he meant it as a compliment. But,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. We didn't have a second date.
Because don't you want to...
Obviously, you didn't see that as a compliment. You're like...
I wasn't sure. I wasn't... Okay. I actually think I took it as like a little bit of... Because I took it as, oh, you have... confidence, or you have stuff going on in your life, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that means you have stuff going on in your life.
So I don't know. See, this is why also, I had like, questions.
If you're on a date, don't you want to give off main character
this
energy?
This is what I was saying.
You want to find out about the person.
Yeah.
So
no,
the person's
not
talkative.
But then there's like a certain vibe. Okay, for example, I don't think I give main character energy.
Okay.
Like, I don't give that vibe. And I'm not saying like this to like, negative.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying like there are certain energy, like vibrant energy, like bigger personalities. Yeah. And like when you step into a room, people will notice you, like that kind of energy. I think that's how I understand what main character energy is.
Interesting.
And I simply just don't give off that kind of vibe because I'm more like,
calm,
like vibe. So I think that's just how I interpret it.
I don't, to this day, I don't know. And also, again, it was the first date, and this was a stranger, a complete stranger.
Right.
So I was trying to be, you know, like, respectful. And so,
I mean, to me, like, we're all main
slightly
characters.
Slightly subdued.
Really?
Like,
yeah, agree as well.
So for example, like, if I feel like we're all main characters, right? Because you
are of your life. You are the main character.
Yeah,
of your
like you're not easily swayed by other people in a way. Like you make your own decisions. Like if you don't want to do something, if you want to do something, you're like, that's how I see it as. It's like, I'm in control. I'm the main character. I'm not a non-player character. I'm pressing up, pressing down, attack. You know,
have
like,
lines.
Yeah, maybe because I used to play a lot of role-playing games. So I'm like, oh, you're the main, everyone's the main character. Even like sub-characters are the main character.
Of their own line.
I feel like this concept is definitely new to me, but I see where social media is going. Is like, I feel like when it's on social media, they're saying, be bold.
Take the reins.
Yeah, like, don't like just settle. Don't let other people tell you what to do. Like, you be you, which is basically just saying be confident, be sure of yourself.
Yeah.
But then when they say this main character, I'm like, okay, now you're opening up like a whole different can of concepts and worms, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Because like, I don't think I think I'm a very confident person, but I'm not like walk into a room like you know who I am. In fact, most of the time if it's for work, I'm like, let's see what's going on. Or like at a party, like we've all been to parties with us and we're all like no one's like more than the other one.
You are someone who walks in the room and people notice.
No, no, no. Like for example, we've all been to parties like 10, 20.
Who are
20,
we kidding here?
No, like, let's say like 10, 20, but 30 people.
I understand where you're coming from. Yeah.
And like, no one, like, I you're don't feel, try- like, yeah. I walk in and we're all doing our,
you're
you
not
know.
Like, hi, I'm the main character.
I'm the right. Yeah.
So like.
you know. No, but so, just like the volume of your.
I talk loud. But like, let's say we're karaoke,
you are a
we go out. I am vibrant, but,
vibrant.
I, yeah. but I don't feel like. Any of us tries to like overtake.
Sure.
Be the, you know, be the. See,
okay,
when
so
they
you're
see
a
main
character energy, but not a pick me.
There, okay, that's it. Okay. I think that's what it is.
That's
I think
the
that's
difference.
What it is.
So what's the point of even talking? So why did you even come up with main character when it's just like, see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
why not just like be confident?
Yeah. Like, why do they have to invent this thing that's
because
so
it's
confusing?
Just, so people want to keep it fresh, especially the next, the younger generation will always come up with new things.
I feel that. And actually they're responsible because you know, Yi, who's the younger generation, she's always adopting all these lingos. And half the time, I have no idea. She just adopted this one new one that's, you ever heard this?
Do tell.
I don't know, what is it?
It's no notes.
Oh yeah, I don't have no notes. Well, but you were also in acting. I have no notes.
I know, but just this month.
You're like, you don't use that in everyday conversations.
I'm assuming it means I don't have any feedback. You're good, right?
But to the next level, it's like, it's so good, I have no feedback. Like, instead of saying, that thing is awesome, now they're saying,
oh, no notes.
No notes. I'm like, y'all will take.
It lost a different meaning.
Dude. It's totally
that's
like
interesting.
You know what I mean? And it's definitely once I heard her say it, and same thing with the main character, I see it everywhere now. Like
I haven't heard
podcasts, radio. I listen to a lot of radio. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is how things
so
get started.
Funny because you say this about Yi.
Yeah.
And then you know what she'll say about you?
Yeah.
Dan is stuck in the damn Daniel era.
Damn it. I definitely, first of all, I adopted that saying way late. So I started saying that and people were like, that's a thing still? I go, what do you mean? I just heard it. It's so funny. And they're like,
way past that.
Whoa, this guy's coming out of left field with that.
Oh my God.
But she's not saying slap, this thing slaps anymore?
No. We both say slaps a lot because it's so... that's a slang I like. So I don't
care.
So
you're selectively with the
and if I like it, I'm not gonna let it go out of fashion.
You hold on to it.
So like slaps will forever be
okay.
Forever slaps.
Like when I first heard that, I was like, wait, this is good. This is good. I'm gonna use it.
Speaking of slang, okay, and I know that we're going off on a tangent, like always. Have you heard of 6-7?
Yeah, it's this thing where like. I'm over talking about it because it's also
can
like it
explain
means
it to me?
But it means
I
nothing.
Still do not
that's
understand
the whole point.
I've never heard someone say it in my age. Like I've heard parents
shouldn't.
Complain that they're
usually
young
when people
say
our age say it is usually in the they're
they don't
confused.
Know how to use
they're
it.
Like
they
what is
literally
this
is like the generation of like your niece.
Yeah.
Gen alphas.
Yeah. Like we're not
it.
We're
I know.
Never
I know.
Used, like,
I don't
want to
ask her yet
this.
Because I don't want her to look into it.
But
if she doesn't know
means,
it already.
I think it literally just means nothing. It means nothing. We literally looked it up and it was like, it means nothing. Like, blah, blah, blah. I think it maybe
it can mean
from
everything
some
and means nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways.
I
think the other interesting part of this episode is to flip it and say, is it overrated? Is pushing people to be this main character energy overrated? And is there benefit to being the background, to being just like you were saying, like the more chill person in the background, the observer?
100%.
Yeah.
I think as I get, I was going to ask you guys. So do you feel like your energy changed over the years? Because as we're talking, I do think I've met people who did not have main character energy, but then became very successful and now have it more. Right?
Have like, what more?
Like more main character energy.
Oh, interesting.
They're more confident.
More confident. Oh, okay. They're more, like, for example,
it's hard to differentiate between confident. What's the difference between having confidence
more
and
outspoken.
More main character
more outspoken,
energy?
More outspoken, like dressing different. That's why like I the first thing I thought of is like, you know, are these uber successful? Because now if you met like Mark Zuckerberg now, you would never say he wouldn't have main character energy. But I guarantee you, his first year at Harvard, when he was coding Facebook, he was probably like a nerd, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, like a lot of these billionaire.
I mean, I think it depends because, like, he has gotten. I think he has gotten more confident, but he's still a nerdy guy. So I could still see some people being like, "Oh, he's just a nerd."
but you would never say he doesn't have main character energy.
I wouldn't say he doesn't have confidence. I don't know what main. I feel like
correct. I'm not sure. I agree with you.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But then if you ask me what's the difference, I can't really dictate out what's the difference.
I think
exactly.
It's the Riz.
The Riz.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right. I think it's a little bit. Yeah, right? I think it's a little bit that.
See, that's one. Wait, what's the difference between Riz and drip?
Oh, what is drip?
We are looking bad on this episode.
I know. We're just
cringe.
Dating
ourselves. Or is it different?
I don't know.
Riz is like confidence, here. Right?
Like charisma.
Charisma.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Hold on.
Man, these, I'm too old for this.
It's like a bunch of oldies trying to decipher new slangs.
Do you guys like in your workplace, mm-hmm. do people use this stuff? Like main character. Oh, she's got main, Quan's got main character energy.
Occasionally, you'll see it sometimes.
You hear people say that.
Okay. Drip refers to someone's sense of style and fashion.
That's right.
But Riz refers to a person's charm, charisma, or ability to attract. It's
very similar. Their drip could have Riz. No,
I guess it could.
Their drip is so Rizzy.
It could. But they are distinct.
If you have main character energy, you might have.
I think there's a certain amount of Riz that I think you do have.
It is an probably X factor of like the vibe you give, the way you carry yourself.
I could say you might be able to say like. Mark Zuckerberg is a main character just because he owns one of the biggest things in the world.
Sure. Yeah.
So like he is one of the main characters without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, does he have in the society. Main character energy? I don't know if
it's hard
I would
to
be like, yes.
I guess?
Yeah.
Wait, what does ChatGPT say about main character energy? No, I'm just curious. We're going to do an episode on
oh, yeah,
AI
we forgot.
At some point because I'm, again, late to the AI party. But I'm with the AI party now. Like I'm with it, guys. I can do on there. Holy cow.
Okay.
Watch out.
Main character energy describes a person who lives life with confidence and self-assurance, prioritizing their own happiness mm-hmm. and taking charge of their own story, much like a protagonist in a novel or film. It's a term often used positively to praise self-love, self-respect, and authenticity, but can also be used negatively to describe someone perceived as narcissistic or self-absorbed.
You see, that's where I have a problem is because it's too vague. Like, I like the fact that it's another way to say, hey, somebody should take charge, be confident, you know, but then the lines blur when you use it negatively. Like I'm still not sure if this date was saying it negative or not negative to you.
So so it's unclear. Mm-hmm. I think so pick me versus main mm-hmm. character energy. So main character energy is generally a positive term for confidence and self-actualization, while the term pick me is a negative and often misogynistic insult for someone perceived as desperately seeking attention, especially male validation by putting others down.
I see.
So see, these are, it's all very
these
nuanced.
Are all very
it's
nuanced.
So nuanced. It's very like slight, but as,
and I think
as,
it also
like,
depends on other people's perception.
Who's using it, the perception.
Yeah.
So I think the way we're talking about it in terms of is it overrated? I do think I agree. Like, cause in you can't be the main character all the time. Yeah. Okay.
Some people. Back. So I think some people want that validation, so they act a certain way in group settings. So, and I think those people I can think of maybe growing up. That person is before I knew of this term, I'd be like, oh, that person wants to like shine, wants attention.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that's negative. That might not be like in what you're saying, the positive side of saying, hey, you should be the main
character.
You
like naturally step into the spotlight.
The way
you know,
that
there's a difference in like grabbing the spotlight and naturally just stepping in. But it's a fine line. Yet again, it's a fine line.
Like
it's a very fine line because it also depends on like say you post something on Instagram mm-hmm. and then people think, oh, you're
always a pick
you're an
me.
Attention seeker. Yeah, you're a pick me. But then like you may not have posted it with that intention. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
Can I just say I'm really annoyed now right now in terms of like same thing with this 6-7 or whatever. There's a lot of concepts that actually are not clearly defined.
Yeah.
So people get confused. I think so.
Like, I think people have different understanding. I think,
which is like, so what? So it confuses because somebody can say something and it could be like they're insulting you versus the way that I would, if I ever use main character, it's probably only if I was giving somebody advice who needed to come out of their shell. And I'd be like, you need
it's
to
a main character.
You need to be the main character of your own. Or I'd say like, are you?
Story.
Yeah. Or I'll be like, you're not even the main character of your own story. Because each of our lives is our own story.
Yeah.
And we're
what does
all
it
the
mean
main
to be the, okay. What does it mean to be the main character of your own story versus like,
of somebody else's. Right, because
is it just a matter of confidence, or is there other thing that is that could be involved in it?
I think sometimes you might feel you're not the main character at that moment in a situation in your life, and that somebody else has taken a more dominant role.
Or there's not,
because they're also the main character of their
own
story. That's
but,
what I'm saying.
But I'm saying there could also certainly be the time where you just don't feel like you have grabbed the reins of your own. You're just letting it pass by, just passes by, and you don't feel like either. I mean, it can be scary to step into the spotlight, right? Because you got to own it. It's on you. But
yes,
inevitably, it's on you.
Now I'm thinking, okay, it's always related to yourself and whether or not you feel in control or not.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with people think it might how much charisma, how much, because that's Riz, how confident you are, all that. It's like, well, if you're confident, you might take control more.
Yeah,
but there could be times when you're just not, you're just feeling like you're not in control. You know, and there's, you're never gonna feel 100% in control all the time.
It's not possible,
right? But there's sometimes you might feel there's a prolonged period of you're just kind of going through the motions. Mm. Maybe you started feeling depressed.
Or you've taken a step back.
And then in that case, okay, you have become a side character in your own story. Remember those stories like Choose Your Own Adventure? Like someone's choosing it for you.
I really love that book.
Me too. A or B.
Yeah. Like, if A, go to page 7.
Those books would confuse the crap out of me.
Why?
Because I don't know. Like I wasn't good at like following the linear. Somehow I just get like all messed up.
Did you read them all?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I had the attention span. I'd be like, okay. Let me just find like, let me just fucking do a shortcut or something.
Do a
shortcut. I was like, oh, I'm done. You know, so yeah, this main, I wonder if this is going to stick, this phrase, or it's just going to be done next year.
I think it's one of those where it's kind of on its out. And like,
right?
Yeah, I think we're not trying. We're doing this episode not to like keep up with the term, but
correct.
We think it's an interesting concept.
I agree.
To be like, not only is it, you know, this comparison of if you're in control or and if it's not, but also outside forces, aka social media or just like people being like, you should be like this.
Yeah.
And what we think about that. Because I think sometimes we talked about this right before where seeking too much validation or doing it all just for yourself all the time, that I think that breeds entitlement, doesn't it?
Yes.
Not like it's kind of like it literally, like when you're the main character, you're like the A-list actor,
right?
And people just bow down to you, like that's not healthy.
See,
that's
exactly
like,
when you're
leads into like fame and like very bad expectations and of reality that are false.
Yeah,
so
that's why I think as we're talking, I'm starting to shape this concept because I wouldn't just label anything. Like if a person came in the room and they are acting a certain way and like for attention, I think some people might say, oh, that's main character energy. Like they might not know him. And I'd be like, wait, I might not use that term. I might, because it sounds funny. I'd be like, yo, you got main character energy. But in reality, like, yeah, like we're all main characters. Mm. So I'm like, okay, maybe he thinks he has so much Riz, but he doesn't.
Mm.
I gotta figure out a.
Dan's
it
trying
sounds
to use
like
all the words.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to
because
include all of them in a single sentence.
Well, I'll tell you right, because some people I think are very quiet, and they and that's like silent Riz.
Yeah, totally.
Then would you say they
the
don't
mysterious stranger and the
but
back,
then like
you know?
They definitely have main character, right? Or no,
again, I think it depends on the confidence of what that person is. You can certainly be silent and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Actually, now it is rarer.
Yeah. Now that I think about it.
If you can do it while silent, whoa.
When I think right now when people use this, it's for strangers and it's to comment on this person really has a big energy.
I think so.
Or, I hate this word, aura. Can we be done? Can we be done with this? Oh, yeah, guys, we got to do an episode of like slang that just needs to be gone. Like,
We did an episode. Yes, we'll do a slang one.
As we're like, right? Like, if somebody comes in, they're like, that person has main character energy, aka this person is loud, boisterous.
It just doesn't sound natural when you say it though, Dan.
Main character. MCE. This guy's got tons of MCE and drip.
When do you think is a good time to not be the main character, to be that background character?
Yeah, great question. I mean, I think there's a lot of advantages to not immediately like
jump
give
out.
Off this big energy. So you're always the main character because you're always making decisions. Okay, but like how people see it as, this guy is like, I want to take charge. I want to be in control. I want to be the adult in the room. Check out our episode.
Wait. Maybe the next one?
Oh, maybe
whenever
the
we
next
do it,
one, guys.
We'll do that
if
one.
If you're listening and you don't see it, check it. Wait for it next week. You know, like, so I would say, yeah, like a lot of times maybe in work setting, in a strategic setting, a discussion setting, you might not want to just like, you might want to just see what everyone has to say. Then make your assessment. In your opinion, I feel like that's more powerful if you listen and then you make a comment.
But that's also not necessarily being a background character.
That's what I was saying, because it's like, because you're saying don't play your card so fast,
right? You're just being more strategic about your approach.
Because some people might be like being confident, just purely being confident as the main character. But
so
I think
when
again, it's subjective.
The side character? Yeah. So
I know
like,
when is
right.
what
yeah.
defines that side character. Well, yeah. I think what we were reading is like when is it? I think it's
is
like
it under rated? Is it underrated to be
so like what's
a
the scenario?
Character.
Okay, for example,
so
like,
the question is, some people just want quiet lives. So do you feel pressure to be extra?
Oh, okay.
What's underrated about being background character in life? Okay, so I think it's moving into like the more negative connotation of being extra or just being like, I don't need all
this
around
think, like,
me.
So who in our lives would be that background character? That just wants like...
Me.
Oh, my buddy Mike Carter. He's a background character. No, think about it, right?
Does he agree?
He would agree because he's like very helpful.
Okay.
He's never like insisting on his way or the highway. In fact, sometimes you won't even hear from him because he's like, I'm just going to disappear.
Into the background.
Yeah, like he's not trying to keep up with the Joneses. Yeah, I feel like he's got like a supporting character energy. That's like a true, like, go with the flow. Yeah.
It's tough.
Can we give this to Mike Carter and then just...
I'm
giving you his full government name.
He will not understand. He's 50. He's 50-something, 58. Well, he won't know what I'm talking about with the main character. I have to phrase it differently.
Well, also, it's like this, the question around... Do you feel pressure to be extra? What an interesting question that is.
So here's the thing. Here's something that... I observed as an immigrant, because I didn't grow up in this culture.
Okay.
Rather, I came to the States for college, right? So one thing that I notice is people in this country really value like big personality. And when you say, oh, this person doesn't have a personality, it usually means like this person's rather like on the quieter side.
Right.
And then they're
just
like
an average person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this person has a personality. That means that they're like
loud.
They're like loud.
Yes.
Mm. So I think that's what it sounds like. Mm. Do you feel the pressure to be extra?
Yes.
So it sounds like, do you feel the pressure to be extra?
No.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yes and no. Yes and no. So speaking up in class is also not something that I naturally felt like okay doing. It's also something that I had to like practice a little bit, just because being able to articulate your thoughts. Like, mm-hmm. this is something that my sister used to say when she was in art school. She's like, yeah, people can just like come up and then like present their art like work to the class, and they're just like really good with words.
Right.
Meanwhile,
she's not.
She wasn't. She had to like also grow into that. And
wait, Karina was an artist?
Yeah, she went for she went to school for graphic design.
Yo, we got something in common. wait, so what does she do now?
She's still doing UX design.
Oh, okay.
But it's also just like it's like it doesn't come natural to us.
Gotcha.
As also English being a second language, that makes it harder.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's just like something that we had to like practice over the years.
So the Wajaya clan.
The Wajaya clan. It's not very big on the main character energy.
They don't even have one main character?
No.
I would think it's the oldest sister.
I will say, I do think where there might... I personally do not feel this pressure at all.
Yeah.
But I do think some people feel pressure to be extra when you celebrate something. So I have seen it when people like do their bachelorette parties or they're like whatever, there's always these trends that come around which I think can be very extra because you're like paying a bunch of money where everybody orders the same jacket and you all go to this destination. It's very like a thing. Yeah. I feel like that's very extra, right?
Yeah.
To go abroad to have a bachelorette party and everybody buys the same thing and it's usually like a couple of days.
Right.
And I can see totally... how, and that's like for a main character, literally the bride. And so, and I'm not saying don't do that. I'm not saying that's bad or anything, but I think if you feel pressure to be that extra, I think that's worth thinking about. Like why?
Right.
Like why?
Right.
I think similar for like, probably like even like birthdays when you're little. The irony though is
if you actually really took charge and was like, no, I'm going to do it this way and not.
That also be main character energy. That's true. It doesn't all look one way. I think that's also actually helpful to talk about. It doesn't all look one way because like you said, it can look completely different and you still have this confidence because confidence transcends all.
Why does this make me think of our little running
club? Wait, why?
Like everyone's going for a run and we order the same t-shirt and we're wearing the same thing. Okay.
But you guys are cute.
Yeah, like some people go at their own pace, right? In your club. Some people are
We're a very loosely organized club. We're all very like casually organized club.
But yeah.
Dance.
I'm just like trying to figure out who's not main energy or whether or not that's like even a thing, you know? Like I guess I never thought of it like that. I look at a friend of mine and be like, they have main, they have sub. you know what I mean? Like, I just never conceptualized it like that.
I do think it's similar to what Mia said. It's like, if you're going to overgeneralize, it's people who are like, maybe like just naturally step in the spotlight a little bit more.
They're very good at taking charge of a group.
Or people who just like, you know, are the tech on the side. Yeah. You know? If you really wanted to generalize it. But again, I think it's important to not generalize it and be like, it can look different.
Like I said, I think this concept for me will always just be whether or not this person is more in charge of their life than less on average. Mm. So I'll give you what I mean is like all my friends, I would say they're all main characters because you're in charge of your decisions and not everything goes your way, but you're like, I'm going to face my challenges. I'm not going to just wake up and be like, you're deliberate and intentional, right? Versus if somebody's not, I'd be like, yo, you need to be the main character of your own story and not just like too much go with the flow and leave things up to chance because you can't control it, but like at least go like be deliberate, you know.
You're laughing, Quan. I'm laughing because she just thought of something.
Okay, I'm ready to throw somebody under the bus.
Can we think
main character energy Instagram handle is not mundane photos. What you say? I have to think of one. That's like, see, it's I think funny. That's what people talk about. No offense, Thomas. I love you. Yeah. It's just like a funny thing, right?
Like, but like also, okay, when I didn't know Thomas, Now I know him, but I'd be like, he's definitely the main character. He is deliberate. He has an opinion. You know, like he might not be the most...
Yes.
opinionate. Like, he might not.
He might not be the most.
Like, loud
bombastic
person. Yeah.
Personality.
But, like, he's never like, I'm not deliberate with my.
That's the thing. I think that's the most, the core of this episode. But is that it looks different for everybody.
But I think that's because we're mature adults.
Yeah. I think that's part of it.
No, but, like, I think my friend Mike is definitely, he's never been the main character. He's literally never, like, I can tell you he's the side character. He's the sidekick. Sometimes he's my sidekick.
Wait, number one.
But are you saying then that, like, he isn't in control of his? He doesn't
sometimes
take control.
No. Okay. No, because he'll be like, I don't know why I can't do this, and I'll be like, maybe because you, like, are lazy. You know, like, I've said that to him, like, oh, maybe you need to work harder.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, but the thing is, you always need a side character, a sidekick.
A Robin to the Batman.
I think guys always need a sidekick. Oh. Yeah, definitely. Because sometimes, like, you know, I just need help with something. And I'm like, yo, you always need
them. Now you're just describing you and Mike's relationship.
Yeah, or if it wasn't him, you kind of always need a guy to be like, like, oh, cool, I got you. Aww. Let's do this.
Your bro.
Yeah, your bro, like. Yeah. You know, or when, you know, like, sometimes you're not feeling good about yourself.
You need him to make you feel good about yourself.
By beating him in something. You know, like, whether it's.
Now we're literally just talking about, like, Carter and Dan's relationship. Yeah. All right. I feel like we covered most of the things we wanted to talk about on that one. Tell us what you guys think. Are you the main character or the background character? And when do you think that fits you?
This concept is going to get phased out next year.
I agree.
I think this is the term of the year.
I don't know if the concept is going to get phased out.
I think the term.
But the concept will be around.
That's right.
I think it's going to evolve into something silly.
Something else.
Next year it'll be like, be your own superhero.
Something like that.
What does that even mean, you know? Are you the villain or the hero of your story? Are you your own villain?
All right, with that, I'm going to cut us off. We'll see you on the next one, guys.
Bye.
Bye.